Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living La Vida lockdown. But now we're free-ish. I mean,
sort of.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Yeah, the mask is still a thing and everything's still a thing. But I actually don't know, like, how free we'll be by the time this is aired. So, yeah, right now. So mad. Anyway, we take aim at one topic each week, along with a bottle or three of whatever's in the house, and we try to make sense of each other.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we try to make sense of the topic, but mostly it's each other. Yeah.
And Sarah's dictation into her phone that's translated into her script for this evening. So, yeah.
Yay!
Love it. I love it.
Gotta love it.
So, ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, I'm still drinking my Brown Brothers Moscato and Sav from last episode. When I say still, I mean I'm on to, like, I don't know, the second bottle, third bottle, fourth bottle, fifth bottle.
So you bought several bottles to tie yourself over.
Yeah.
Look, as I said last episode, there was a panic buy in the wine. So I just panic bought what was left.
Yeah. That's how advertising works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the shelves were empty and I went, shit, I must panic buy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got 5 minutes. Do I grab toilet paper or wine? Oh, obviously wine.
Yeah, obviously.
I can't drink toilet paper. Fuck.
Can't drink toilet paper, people.
And I can just shower.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, what are you drinking?
I am drinking another new bottle from my wine pyramid scheme because I'm not going to say I was bored with the current choices, but I started to realize that other people were cottoning on to my choices, and every time I go to buy them, they're sold out. Whoever is listening to this and is buying my wine, stop it. You've got to leave some for Amy or you won't get to listen to your favorite podcast, okay?
Yeah.
And so I am drinking a new bottle called The Mechanic. And this is one of those long, wanky, freaking bottle things. Whatever it's called. Labels. Yeah. The Mechanic. Okay. Yeah, it's wank wine. The Mechanic, The Engine Room by Hamish Maguire. And it is a Cab Sav. And Mr. Maguire, while your label is long and wankerish, your wine is fucking delicious. Make more of that. Ugh, yeah. Fucking amazing. So I'll be buying more of that shit.
I'm really digging Cab Savs at the moment.
It's because it's cold.
Yeah.
So a nice warm red. It just means that you can turn your heater down a little bit because all of a sudden you start having hot flashes, or maybe that's just me. I don't know. But anyway.
Oh, no, definitely. Yet,
so it's fine.
Definitely. I'm sweating. I'm just drinking some Hendrix gin because I still have some of that beautiful gin that Sarah got me.
Ow.
I'm not an alcoholic like Amy, and I don't drink, like, I'll drink other things. My top shelf has several bottles that are partly drunk because I'm like, I need to save it. It's also beautiful. And I'm that person.
That was my damn problem with the Shiraz gin that Sarah bought me, is that was my occasional drink, which turned into, this is fucking delicious and I cannot put it down. And then I just drank the whole bottle. Not in one sitting, obviously, over several sittings. But yeah, it took about 2 weeks.
Several to Amy is two. Letting people know.
Look, people, my alcoholic binge is your fucking coma, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 4 months from when I got, since it's been delivered, and I have a third left. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, clapping it out. And I'm not going to make it as an emphasis of how I talk, am I, Sarah?
Look, I still stand by. I didn't know I was doing it. Until someone pointed it out, I went, oh, shit, that's what I'm doing.
That is what we're doing now.
Yes. So, Sarah, what is the topic for tonight?
Stop. In the name of Buy Me a Coffee. I'm going to tell you quickly before we get into tonight's topic a little bit about a bandwagon that we jumped on. No, it's not my wine pyramids game, although they have not gotten back to me about sponsorship yet. So,
and it's also not AA.
You've not answered my emails. Anyway, I would like to tell you a little bit about Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee enables you to sponsor your favorite podcast, being us. So Buy Me a Coffee is found at www.buymeacoffee.com. And then to find us, it is /FNWF. Podcast. If you choose to sponsor our podcast for as little as $3, the cost of a coffee, you could fuel these alcohol shenanigans for so long.
Yeah.
We could just keep spilling out shit. The more that you sponsor us, the more crap we'll spill out. So if you want to be a part of this, you can find the link, as I just described right there. Otherwise, you can find it on our blog, which is FridayNightWineFight.blogspot.com. You can also find links on our Buzzsprout page, if that's where you get your podcast from. Otherwise, you can find it on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. All right, that's me done. Yeah, not for long, though.
It's never for long.
Try and stop it.
Somebody stop me.
God. We can't. I've been trying for years to stop you. Yeah. And I just fucking refuse. I even told you to get in your cage and you still won't do that.
No, I swallowed the gag you bought me for Christmas. So,
yeah. That's not the type of thing you're meant to do with it, Amy.
I know, but you put it on me and you've been eating chips, so it tasted like all sorts of chip deliciousness, so I ate it. Sorry.
I'm sorry to all our listeners for that. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Marina, I'm
so wrong. So many fucking ways.
So am I.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So, our topic is English words like why.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Like, seriously.
Right.
So, we all know this is the weirdest thing for me to do the topic intro for this.
I
have the most trouble with words. I don't do words. I do hand gestures, not words.
And a general
as thing. Y'all know.
Clapping for emphasis.
Yes. So, yeah, words aren't my speciality. But a lot of English words you kind of look at and you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this even a thing?
Who invited you? Like, what are you doing here?
Why is this even a thing? Why? Who came up with this? Were they high? So, give you a couple of examples.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah. I think that's how you say it. It's double A. That's how you spell it. A-A. Not Alcohol's Anonymous, Amy.
Say anonymous again, Sarah.
Anonymous.
Now say phenomenon.
Fuck you.
Close. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was real close, Sarah. I'm real proud.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So this is, I'm going to just say R, thinking that's how you pronounce it. Like, ah, fuck. You know.
I need you on Spellophones. Can you put this in a sentence? Ah, fuck.
Yeah. So, a kind of volcanic lava that forms jagged masses.
Yeah.
With a light, frothy texture. Like foam. Like a foam, really. But that was not what was written in the little dictionary fucking form. It forms like streams of it. Like little frothy rivers. Foamy rivers.
I wonder if it doesn't have a proper name, mate. People just see frothy lava coming at them. They're just like, ah! And then they run.
Yeah.
I think by the time frothy lava's coming at you, you're already dead.
So it is believed to come from Hawaii as the original country.
Oh, okay.
Of this word. So it makes sense for them to go, ah, fuck, and then run off. Yeah.
Well, they are missing a bunch of letters from the alphabet, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So another one is Gert. Now, we have mentioned Gert a few times.
Yeah.
Because it is in our national anthem.
Yes.
Why, you say? We don't know.
No.
Because that's what he wanted. He wanted it Gert.
Yeah.
There's a team of people on this national anthem, and so much of it doesn't make any sense. Gert is the main thing, though, I feel.
Yeah. It's the main point, because no one knows the second verse, so we can't
play on
that. How many verses are there? Two?
Fuck,
three?
Please.
Who knows?
I think there's three, but I think this third one is the first one again.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm making this up.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll take this as fact. There is now three and no one knows what the third one is.
Yeah.
It's the first one. Maybe
listeners, if you want to hear the third one, hit us up. We will sing it for you. We may have just made it up on the spot. That is not the point.
Something about things being girt.
Yeah.
So girt, meaning surrounded or encircled, is the past tense of gird, as in gird your loins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing underwear. Is that what that means?
Gird your loins, fellas. Yeah, that kind of thing. And it comes from around the 1300s.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's fucking old word.
That does not explain why we say girt when the saying is gird your loins.
Yeah, it's the past tense of gird.
Oh, right.
So it was surrounded by sea.
Okay, but yeah. We are still.
So but we are still, sense. So it still doesn't make any sense. I don't know, that's what it came up as, so... As in, oh, maybe because, you know, it hasn't been surrounded. GERD hasn't been surrounded yet. You need to surround, whereas you have now girted it. So now it is surrounded.
Yes and no. Yeah, the whole thing doesn't make fucking sense. Keep moving.
Let's just say yeah. Q. So Q as in a line.
Yep.
To be in, you know, a straight sequence of whatever.
Yeah,
it's a fucking queue awaiting one's turn. What the fuck is with this spelling? Do we really need that extra EU? I don't think so.
It could just one is Q. Fine. I mean, if you don't want to do single letter words, fine. Yeah. But like, it just needs the U and the E. We don't need another U and E. Like, why do they need friends? Just them by themselves is fine. Yeah, Q.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, Q-U-E. Like, you've got pull Q, which is Q-U-E.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just, because, I mean, we have words that mean several other things. Yeah. Why couldn't they just keep it like that?
Or just, bye.
Yeah.
Keep it as the letter Q, just to make it even easier.
It's hard, though, to do that in English words, just to have one letter meaning a word.
Nah, it's fine. What would they know? Stupid word. Fucking stupid word. Anyone listening to this will agree. It's a fucking stupid word.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I hate writing it.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's so hard.
What comes after Q and Q?
Is it E-U-E or is it U-E-U-E? Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why the fuck would you spell it that way? It can't be that.
Yeah.
Oh. Google tells me that is how you spell it.
Anyway, so I'll move on to my other words that I have chosen for this one. Now, I have not gone into depth with these like Amy and Bianca have because I couldn't be 100%, just could not be.
Okay.
I love how you think I went deep into mine. I didn't. Anyway.
Okay. Look, you went deeper than I did. Chad.
That's what he said.
And that's what Chad said.
Chad.
So we all know Chad. You know, Chad's that dude.
He's wearing polo shirts, but two of them with pop collars.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he's just been to the polo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad, what is Chad? Would it be bits of waste paper produced by punching holes?
Is that a Chad? Is that really a Chad?
That is Chad.
Oh my god.
It's Chad.
Someone as they got their little hole pressing.
Yeah.
Making their confetti.
Yeah.
And at it going, oh, look at this. It's Chad.
Oh my god. That's
a great name for my son. Chad.
Oh my god. The minute I'm allowed back in the office, I am dousing some people's desks in Chad. Yeah.
Yes.
And then when they ask, Amy, you were in on this day, was this you? Because clearly this has me written all over it. And I'll be like, no, it's the Chad.
Oh, yes. Where did all this Chad come from?
But it's the Chad.
I mean, what the fuck, people? Who names their kid after little bits of fucking paper?
Which could be,
you know, labelled as confetti.
Yes.
Or maybe that name has been around for a very long time. So I'm wondering whether that name predates the hole punches and some, you know, corporate dude was sitting there and he was punching things and then he went, oh, shit, it's full. And he went to turf it out in the bin and he just went, what is this even called? Like, what is this even called? It's a fucking waste. That's what it is. Oh, my son's a waste. Let's call it Chad. And just kept it.
Yeah.
Oh, could be. My next word is claggy.
Claggy. I like that.
Claggy. It's a great word. I love the word claggy, meaning something that is semi-thick and kind of sticky. I believe it's a British word. You know, like clag, which is a glue that we use in Australia for, you know, children. and the special little children like to eat it.
Like me.
Like Bianca.
Bianca's a special child.
Bianca's, I did. Plaid was delicious.
Explains so much.
Yeah, I ate so much Clag. That stuff is great.
Yeah, it was all Claggy and she loved it.
I can taste it just thinking about it.
Oh. Kind of looks a little bit like Spoof. Just put my
it really does. So smell it.
Don't know what it
looks
like.
It's awesome.
And that also explains a lot about Bianca.
It really does.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Next word, petcock.
Oh, I need one of those. Can somebody pick me up one of those? Where do I get one?
Oh, Bunnings have them, darling.
I found one at work. So
I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna shut up so hard.
You know what? I'm so glad he doesn't listen to this. So petcock. A valve in a steam engine or boiler used for drainage or pressure release.
Yep, that's what he's used for. Pressure release.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh yes, let's build this steam engine. Now, what are we going to use to release this pressure? We'll use this thingy here. What are we going to call it? Has anyone seen my new pet cock? Get your fucking chicken out of here. Ooh, pet cock. That's a good name. I'm going to name this pet cock.
Does anyone want to pet my cock? Get that chicken out of here. What are we going to call this thing?
I'm just like, fucking why? Okay, next one. Wine bibber.
That's like me.
Yep, that is you. Actually, it's very much Amy. So wine bibber is drunkard.
Yep.
Yeah, so it actually is derived from a German word, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce because...
Do it.
Winzerfer? Winzerfer. So this word comes from like the 1530s, meaning drunkard.
Yeah.
Now, wowza.
Oh, wowza.
Yeah. Wowza.
Well,
we have been using these wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So my original thought for this word, because I use, wowza, as in it's like more than a wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it is an original Australian term.
Yeah.
Yep. First, carrying a similar meaning to lout, meaning a disruptive person or even a prostitute.
Oh.
Around the 1900s, it shifted to its present day meaning. Present meaning, people. One with a sense of morality drives them to deprive others of their sinful pleasures.
So they steal their wine.
Especially liquor. So like a prude.
Oh.
So it's...
But that's not how we use it.
That's not how
we... Oh, I explain how that happens in my bit, don't I?
Yeah, so... Oh, thank God, because
I've been using
this word wrong for so many years.
Yeah.
Move on. I feel like we should just agree as a group that now we just call this fucking shit show of a podcast Friday Night Wowza Fight.
Yeah.
For its original meaning.
Yeah.
Annoying or disruptive person, possibly a prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sinful pleasures, especially liquor. I'm so down. We are the Wowza Fights. Yeah.
It's now described, as someone who's like a prude, which is not us.
Oh, which we're not us. No.
Yeah.
But we'll go with the original meaning.
We'll go with more of the original meaning.
Yeah.
Because, my God. And then let's just not forget to add the word shrub.
I love shrub.
Now, this word, it is just, it means what it means. It's a shrub. It's a small bush. I just like the way it sounds. Shrub.
To me, the word shrub has always reminded me of the word shrug, which is, so it's basically a short sort of stubby version of what we would say a shrug is. So a shrug is a short movement with your shoulders like, and the shrub in the plant world is basically a shrug. So they've called it a shrub just to differentiate the two. Yeah. It's just like, it's this short little thing and you're just like, what is this? And you're just like, I don't know. Can't call it a shrug because that's what I'm doing. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. So let's call it a shrub. Done.
Yeah. But just adding it because it's a weird word and it's one of my favorites. Like peacock. Who the fuck named that bird? Did it look at its genitalia and go, ooh, it's kind of tiny. We're just going to call you a peacock.
I don't know who is looking at bird genitalia and then naming them. But
I know. It's weird.
I dare say that peacock, after you, it'll be explained more when I do my bit, but pea would have been originally pheasant and then cock would have been another word. And I explained.
Guess what it is.
Yeah.
Flamboyant pheasant.
Yeah. So I imagine it would have been two words originally that ended up smushed as one.
Who knows? Yeah. But it's a funny word.
It is.
Yeah. Bianca, what have you got? Please explain all our words.
Okay, I will. I will. So I have two fun words for tonight. My first one is bathroom. Okay, you might be thinking, why? Why? It's bathroom. We all know what a bathroom is. Well, according to folk etymology, we don't get the word bathroom from the word bathtub. So
it's the room where my bath is. That's what think of it.
That's what I always thought. That's where the bath is. It's the bathroom.
No. So let me explain folk etymology first. So the technical term folk etymology refers to the change in the form of a word caused by erroneous popular suppositions such as etymology. Until academic linguists developed comparative philologically, I can't speak, and which is now called comparative linguistics. That's what it's called
now.
That's
easier to say. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is described the laws underlying sound changes. The derivation of words was mostly guesswork, speculation. Yeah, basically, for a very long time in our history, we didn't know how words were formed. So, yes, it was a lot of guesswork. Speculation about, speculating wildly, about the original form of words in turn feeds back into the development of the word and thus becomes part of the new etymology. So, believing a word to have a certain origin, people begin to pronounce, spell, or otherwise use the word in a manner appropriate to the perceived origin. This popular etymologizing has had a powerful influence on the forms which words take. Examples in English include crayfish or crawfish, depending you're Australian or American. So, they're not historically related to fish, but come from Middle English crevice, cognate with French écrevisse. It's not Italian. What am I doing?
Écrevisse.
I even did the hand thing. I did the hand thing.
I did the
hand. Not Italian, so what
not
are you doing?
Clapping.
Stop it. So for another example, chaise lounge. From the original French, which is chaise lounge, which translates to long chair,
I'm sorry to all our French listeners.
Oh, yeah, Frenchie. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm so sorry. Not really.
They're used to us by now, mate. It's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. They've hung in this far. That's come to be associated with the word lounge, but it's not because lounge is long. So we, as English speaking, we're like, well, it's a chaise lounge. But that's not the origin at all.
That's
like
what
that.
You do on it.
But that is the etymology. So that's what I was saying about, like peacock and stuff like that. So, which is another thing, it's another phenomenon, which I'll talk about. So anyway, back to bathroom. So, fun things. We actually get this word from a person named Elizabeth Bathory, who is the most prolific female serial killer in history.
Bitch represent, y'all.
Yep. She's the origin of the stories of bathing in the blood of virgins to stay young.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yep, I know her story.
Anyway, before it was bathroom, it was originally called Bathory Room. There is a phenomenon in linguistics called elision, where similar syllables get smushed together over time. So Bathory Room becomes bathroom. And it was named that because that is where she would kill and bathe in the blood. Ask questions. I know some things about Elizabeth Bathory. More than welcome to go ahead.
Didn't she kill people in her dungeon?
No. She killed it. So she would kill them in the bathroom. So,
she would bend them over the bathtubs and slit their throats because she didn't want to waste any of the blood. That was the whole thing.
So she
killed... didn't all that happen underneath the castle?
No.
Don't think so.
No.
I think it was pretty much in plain view. Yeah. And nobody really fucking stopped her.
At her trial, there was 600 people that testified against her, and she killed around 320-something people.
Mm.
Virgins. Yeah. And she was a countess.
Yeah.
So that is the origin of bathroom. I'm going to start calling it my bathroom room. I'm going back to the original. Yeah, this is my bathroom room.
You should cut room altogether. I think you should just call it the Bathory.
The Bathory.
The Bathory.
The Bathory, yeah.
My next question is, what was it called beforehand?
So if you go way back, it's lavatory.
But that's not always where the toilet was, especially in olden times. Sometimes
lavatory actually has a different meaning. See, this is what happens over time. Etymology, we perceive that word to mean toilet.
Yes.
Which it didn't necessarily mean that back then. So to think that that's the room that has the toilet, it's not that.
Fucking hell. I can't speak up.
Yeah.
English.
Yes.
What a ridiculous language. Who came up with this shit?
Yeah. Fucking like.
Don't learn it. If anyone is out there listening to this podcast trying to learn English, don't bother.
Learn Spanish. Makes more sense.
Oh,
people
French.
Who are etymologists, I just find fascinating. So, yes, that was bathroom. My second one is fornication. Okay. So, back in Roman times, when Cassius Dio was dicking about, writing about current events, there was this guy named Fornax. So, Fornax was the god of baking and bread, and her name stemmed from the word fornicus, which
your name is Fornax.
Yeah.
I am Lady Mondegreen. You are Fornax. Fornax now.
Yeah. God of baking bread.
Yeah.
So, baking and bread.
Yeah, baking and bread.
And bread.
You still got to make them cookies.
Okay, yeah. I'll still make them cookies.
Yeah. So, fornicus, which describes the furnace which is used to bake. So, actually turns out that prostitutes would often reside in bakeries during the days of the Roman Empire.
They're hungry. Bitches are hungry. They've been doing work all night. Like, bitches be hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
When you've been, you know, doing that all night.
Yeah, exactly. You need carbs. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So they would frequently, I love this, approach clients with a not so subtle way of offering them some penis-shaped bread called colophia. Literally, these women would go up to men with a dick bread and say, eat a dick. Do you want to fuck? Eat a dick. Literally, this is like the etymology for eat a dick. Like, this is it. I found it.
It doesn't make any sense, though, because, like, surely what would be more enticing is if you were standing amongst your brethren of prostitutes with the bread itself and you were eating that penis and making eyes at people that went past. Getting them to eat it is dumb because they want to have sex with you.
No, it's not dumb. Make the men eat a dick. They probably didn't even pay them. They probably beat the shit out of them, too. Who knows? People do not treat prostitutes very well. Like,
this is true, and still to this day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think these women offering these men phallic bread, just saying, eat a dick, let's fuck. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Eat a dick. Yeah. So
eat a dick, DTF.
Yeah, eat a dick, DTF. After eating the bread, the clients would go have sex with the prostitutes in the now cooled down furnaces. This led to an association between the word furnace and the goddess and sex. As a result, the word fornication emerged.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Origin stories, folks.
Hey, Netflix, hit us up for the rights to this movie.
Oh, I knew about the Bathory one. Like, I knew about Elizabeth Bathory. And, yeah, when this topic came up is one of the ones we're going to do, I was like, yes. And then I just had to find a second one. Fornication. I looked it up and went, oh my god, yes, eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
Love it. Eat a dick. I love it. I love it all.
Eat a dick, then fuck me.
I got through many hard words and fucked up a few, so I'm pretty proud of myself right now. High five.
Did so well. It's not erroneous or whatever you called it. It's erroneous, but anyway, I'm not picky. It's fine. Yeah. Now I've picked on you, can I have dick shaped bread?
Yes.
That's the other thing.
Awesome. But Sarah's gonna bake it. I'm not baking it.
No, she's Fornax now. She's baking it.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Now I have to fucking make dick shaped bread. Okay. Can do.
Feelings of sourdough right now.
Sourdough?
Yes.
Sourdough dick shaped bread, okay.
Yeah.
Do you need the raisins or whatever the fuck.
I don't know.
That looks like it's got some infectious disease, and I don't have infectious disease.
Are you going to do a sourdough. I wouldn't mind olives in mine, but Bianca's probably not too impressed. So we'll just go with a regular sourdough, meaning to dip.
Okay, good, because yeah. Emily ate all the olives.
Good.
We've got no olives, sorry.
All right, so my turn. I always go. Love going last because I'm usually way too drunk to be doing this. So, yeah, here we go. Okay, so I was really excited for this topic. And one of the first words that came to my head, I'm not even going to cover, because I went down a rabbit hole and I was fuzzy tail deep in some other words that I'll explain later. But the word that I was going to talk about, which I'm not going to talk about now, is facetious, because up until not that very long ago, I still didn't really know what it meant. It just sounds like feces. So I decided that, well, facetious is a shit word and it doesn't deserve my attention. That was how I leveled it in my brain. Yeah. If you want an insight of how my brain works, there it is. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So what I did settle on, though, after I went down this rabbit hole, was words that begin with K, but they should just be N. So most of the spelling is a K-N.
Yeah.
I started my research with looking at English words that are not spelled phonetically. Now, let's put this out there. There's a lot. There's a lot of words that are not spelled phonetically, which makes English one of the hardest languages, if not the hardest language, to learn. It's real hard because you can't just sound certain things out unless you have like a basic primary school level understanding of English. Sarah still struggles. So, yeah. Anyway.
All the time.
Yeah. Anyway, so I started to notice that there was a lot of words that start with the letters K-N. Yet in most cases, the K is silent. Why K? Who invited you? Like, why are you there? You give nothing to any of these words. Like, why? I'm going to give you some examples. Okay, so knitting. Knitting. Knockout. Knickers. Knitwear. Knockoff. Knapsack. Knapsack of all fucking words. Like, why are you there? You had nothing to do with the original spelling of the fucking word that came from knapsack. Like, why? Anyway, knuckle, knight, need, and knee. So that led me down to what we like to call it Friday Night Wine Fight, a bit of a but why rabbit hole. Right. But why? I don't understand. So this is what I could find. Okay, so two things happened in the early 1500s that really messed with English spelling. So first, a new technology of printing presses meant publishers, rather than scribes, were in charge. So scribes were more people that were, I suppose, employed by the government in many ways. So they basically controlled everything that was going out in paper form. So anything that was printed, they were controlling all of that. They were in charge. But then when publishers came in and printing presses came in, that commercialized, like, basically the dissemination of information amongst the masses. That's what happened, effectively. So at the same time, the great vowel shift was underway. People were changing the pronounced vowels in vast groups of words, but the publishers weren't recognizing some of the changes. So there's levels of fuckery. There's like layers of fuckery here.
Yes.
So the scribes now don't have control because they were the government and they just dictated everything. Okay, so they're not having control. And then the publishers were then just making shit up as they went along. But because the publishers were doing it, the great unwashed were doing it as well. So the masses were just like, I don't know what this word is, so I'm just going to pretend I know what it is. I'm just going to make up something to go with it. This is fine. Because people were just effectively not really understanding what was being printed. So they were just making things up. And as you learn to read, I'm currently helping my nearly 8-year-old to learn to read. And I noticed that she's done this. And since researching this topic, I noticed that she does this. So when she's going through and she's trying to sound things out, often what she does is there's a word that sort of sounds like something that would fit in the sentence. So instead of actually trying to read that word, all she does is she just glosses over it and goes, okay, this word fits, sort of, that'll do. And then moves on.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. Yeah. So that was the other level of fuckery. Anyway, so this is the reason why we ended up with so much inconsistency. So the EA sounds are different in need, bread, wear, and great. Why? Why?
Yeah. This is why English is one of the hardest languages to learn. Like, people who speak a different, who come from other countries and then learn English fluently, wow, power to you.
You are my favorite people, and I've got several very close friends, and English is not their first language. And the fact that they keep up with my dribble, and I'm often making up words, and they still know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. It's because that's how you're trained to learn English. When you don't understand a word, just fit another word in there that sort of makes sense with the sentence. It's fine. No one will notice. Yeah, off you go.
That's the beauty of the English language.
Yeah, just fucking make it up. If you don't get it, make it up. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so along with the vowel changes, English lost the K sound from a lot of the KN words. So, and they also lost the W from a lot of the WR words. I was going to talk about the WR words as well, but then I thought, no, I'm crapping on enough as it is. So anyway, I'll just stick with the KN words. And we also lost the G from a lot of words. So if you think about GN words, how many of those?
Gnome, yeah.
Yeah, gnome, gnat, so gnat, gnaw. I'm going to just gnaw on this dick bread. Yeah.
Yeah. I love to gnaw on dick bread.
Yeah. Same. Especially ones that Forax has made for me. Yeah. Anyway, she already has my soul. I can't sell it to her again. She just has to make it for free now. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, we lost a lot of the start letters from a lot of those words. So we stopped pronouncing those start letters as a part of the word. So originally, all of these words had that sound in there. I know. My mind was also a little bit blown. Just like going through my head and thinking of every fucking word I could think of. Gnaw, gnat, you know, all those ones. And just like, knee, knee, knite, knuckle. Who says knuckle? Like, Knuckle. When did this happen?
Oh, Captain Knuckle.
He's my Captain Knuckle.
Flapjack. Captain Knuckle.
Knitwear. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm going to have to stop this podcast because I need to change my knitwear, as I am called. Yeah. Like, when did this happen? Like, why did no one notice? Why didn't anybody stop this? Like, I don't understand. But by the time that the change was completed in society, the writing habits had already been established. So it was too late. Basically, it was just a movement of the people, and then everybody else had to fight to catch up. So do you want to know what the great vowel shift was? Do you want to know? I was excited to hear about it. Yeah, okay. So the great vowel shift was a series of changes in the pronunciation of English language that took place primarily between the 1400s and the 1700s, beginning in southern England. Everybody has a problem with the southerners. Every country, everyone who lives in the deep south, you're a problem. We know we're in Victoria and we keep getting locked down because we're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't learn our lessons. So, yeah, we are those people. Yeah. So basically, yeah, beginning in southern England and today having influenced effectively all dialects of English. So what this says to me, ladies, is we just need to keep making up words and putting it out there on our podcast because eventually it will all take off. It's just fine.
The etymology will change. People will adapt and they will say our words.
Correct. Yeah. And then when somebody of some sort of importance either prints or says it on television or other media and they say it in the original dialect, people will be like, that's wrong. You know, speak proper. Yeah. And it'll be our language that they're fighting for. See?
Come on. Yes.
Yay.
The world is
anyway. Fun. It's fucked. Anyway, I'll keep going. Through this vowel shift, the pronunciation of all Middle English long vowels was changed. So some consonant sounds changed as well. So particularly those that became silent. The term the great vowel shift is often sometimes used to include these consonant changes. So it was the consonants and the vowels that changed.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the English spelling started being standardized by the 15th and 16th centuries because that's when the printing presses basically caught up to what everybody was fucking saying. That's what happened. And the great vowel shift is the major reason why English spellings are often a deviate of considerably known forms of how they're pronounced.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's why. It's because everybody, basically, in summary, the English people rebelled against their own language because it doesn't make any fucking sense and decided to make up words and pronunciation. Not judging, because I do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, so, I often wonder where that thingamabobity jiggity went. Like, where is that thingamabobity?
That who's what's it?
Oh, the who's what's it.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite made up words comes from Billy Ray Cyrus in all of the Hannah Montana series, and he goes, "Dang flabbit, dang flabbit." Love it so much. Anyway, so by the time the publishers and other purveyors of the written word caught up, it was fucked. And they didn't go back and fix it, because why bother? So to this, I say, I am Lady Mondegreen, and I say, say it loud, say it wrong.
Amen, sister. Preaching.
Preaching.
I'm going to take you up on that for every word I mispronounce.
Look, mispronounce is different to you phenomenal. Put it into your dictation machine in your phone and it spewed it out as your show notes. Wrong.
No, no. That's even just in regular conversation. Just in regular conversation where I'm like, I don't know. It's probably a million fucking words. Let's just use phenomenonum.
Yes! No, you can't change phenomenonum. Yeah, you can't change phenomenon. You know why?
No, there's already I have to.
Enough fucking... No, mate, there's already enough fucking vowels in that word. I can't spell anymore. I'm tired.
You don't need to spell it. It's just phenomenonum.
Okay, but you need to purvey it into the written word. So how are we going to do that now? See, this is
really that hard.
Okay, I take it back. I am Lady Mondegreen, and I say it loud, say it wrong, spell it fucking simple so I understand. Thank you. This has been my PSA message.
So then, in that case, phenomenon is now spelled with just a letter P.
Phenomenon.
That's how a PH, that's right. So that's how,
No, because that's how
spell it.
No, well, phonics needs to get a shit together because PH is actually an element, so we can't use that. Sorry.
You can, because you can use a word for many different words, just like fucking Q.
I think you should spell it like this. PHFUCK.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Shenomenon.
Is that basically how
fuck shenomenon. Yes.
Sarah will now put this into the English language as FUCKAMY. Yeah. That's how we will now spell phenomenon.
Yeah. That's how I've been spelling it all these years. That's not the correct spelling. Damn.
No. It's fine. We'll standardize it. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that is my segment / rant because English is fucked. Sorry.
And we apologize for our natural English speaking ways of understanding how our language works.
No. Although I speak English, but I pretty much predominantly was raised as a Bogan speaker, so I more identify with the Bogan language personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with this English rubbish.
Yeah, this English is hard.
That's not how I was raised, because my dad comes out with all sorts of words. He goes, "Ho ho, do you like this word?" And he'll say something like "phenomenon," and I'll be like an 8-year-old. What does that mean? And he'd go into the whole freaking thing about it, like the whole thing. And then, yeah, no, that's not how I was. Yeah.
There was no real
Bogans.
I really know how that started. Is somebody at work got him one of those word of a day calendars?
Oh, yeah. No, he just reads. Oh, God. He just reads too fucking much.
Yeah.
Well, I've had so much fun researching this topic.
Yes.
As did Amy and Bianca.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And I would just like to point out GNOME actually has a meaning. It's a shortened word for guarding naturally over Mother Earth. That's just what GNOME means. But yes, if you have any ideas of topic,
or if you want to send us gnomes,
We love gnomes. Email us at FridayNightWineFight.com.
We should start our own Friday Night Wine Fight version of Tag.
By the way.
And we should start our own Friday Night Wine Fight version of Tag and we'll get a Friday Night Wine Fight gnome. Bianca can paint him so he's got a logo on it. And basically, we'll just have to dump it in one of our front yards. And after lockdown, of course, because we're not allowed to see each other at the moment. But you literally just have to turn up and dump it in someone's front yard. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you, I can't remember what I was doing, but if you have topic suggestions or you want to dump a gnome in someone's yard. I've had too much wine tonight. I've like 2 bottles down. So cheers.
What's going on? Or if you want to dump a gnome in someone's yard, I think that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Just throw it
if you know what's happening, Just email us at FridayNightWhatFight@gmail.com.
Thank you, Forex.
Also, if you would like to email that address and tell me what it is, appreciate it.
Yeah, Forex. You're a cunt. Bye.
Yeah. So to everyone who is listening to this, have another glass. You may need it because I might too. And we would like to thank you for getting this far in the episode. Because shit.
Okay. Achievement unlocked.
Oh. And if you are using any of these facts, don't. That's a terrible idea. Unless, of course, this fact is to make a purchase of a protection chainsaw, which we've been having crazy weather, and a chainsaw would really come in handy right now.
Absolutely.
So, really do that.
Fucking half a tree down in my yard.
So, buy a protection chainsaw. People. Message us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. Oh, wow. I'm clapping right now on my desk. Tell me what's going on. I'm lost. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.